The Bridge.
You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me. You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday to you. This is Chris Hagerian, host of the 8160. We're about to hang out for an hour on your radio dial right here at 90.9 The Bridge. We do this every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. We get to hang out with you and play music from Kansas City musicians, Kansas City area musicians, and people maybe coming through town on gigs. And the idea behind this week's show has happened so many times this year. Again, it's a new music show. We mentioned maybe last week or the week before, there was over 150 new releases in Kansas City music. Already, well, that number's already gone up to 175 as we're just, you know, halfway through May now. And it's incredible what Kansas City musicians are putting out this year. And we're going to play music from 11 of those musicians, brand new releases from them. Some of them aren't even out yet. All exciting stuff. There's some big names in here, some of my favorite names. Olympic Size is one of my favorite Kansas City bands ever. We have new music from the Grizzly Hand, which is a huge band from here in town. Then we'll have some bands that maybe you haven't heard of yet. I'm going to start off with a musician named Riley the Musician to kick off the show, and they're one of my favorite music discoveries of 2021 so far. But we're going to play music from these folks, and then if you missed last week's show, we did a big concert calendar show, and I posted on my Facebook page a pretty extensive concert calendar, not just for May, but for May and beyond. It's been hard to find a high detailed and correct concert calendar that lists not just the big shows, but the little shows as well. Since COVID hit, you know, there's so many correct things and re-announced things and wrong schedules, so I try to put them all in one spot. And since that show aired, and even though my Facebook page is open and public, I think I got about 100 new friend requests from people who maybe have discovered the calendar or musicians who heard about that show and are sending me new content. So that's awesome, and seeing new people sending me new information and concert calendar updates and all those sorts of things. So it's coming back, folks. I don't know if you've got a chance to go to a show or are comfortable yet, but hopefully you will be able to soon, and hopefully you'll be comfortable going to one soon because the calendar's filling up and it's all really exciting to me. But again, new music show. That's why we use that bumper. That bumper is from a band called Warpaint. It's from a song that they put out called New Song, and it might be the most played song I've played this year. It certainly would be. We've probably played it, I don't know, 10, 11 times now, as we've done so many of these new music shows. But again, it's great that even during the pandemic, or as the pandemic is winding down, I heard Dr. Fauci say, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Dr. Fauci is a big baseball guy, and he compared it to baseball. And so he said, we're in the bottom of the sixth towards the ninth inning, and that's where he says we stand. So I'll agree with him. So much new music coming out, and we're going to kick off this week's show from a musician we discovered from our friend Aaron Rhodes. He runs Shuttlecock Music Magazine. He has a blog, two podcasts, a great email list, and a host of other things. So many things to entertain music nerds. And he introduced me to the musician Riley the Musician. The introduction happened, but there's still not a whole lot of information about Riley the Musician. They say this about themselves, that they are a non-binary rock star. And if you've seen a picture of them on their Instagram, they wear an Andy Warhol wig that they got at a party store. And they mentioned in the post recently that they'll probably be upgrading their wig soon to a nicer wig other than something at a party store. We played their song 99 a couple weeks back, and they just released two new songs, and we're going to play one of them for you now. This type of music that Riley the Musician is making is some of my favorite music to listen to. I've never hid from the fact that I enjoy electronic music, and through their music, there's definitely a lot of that. I am a fan of old Passion Pit, and Riley the Musician cites Passion Pit as a big influence on their music. And I believe these two songs that were just released, we're going to hear one of them called Miss America, will be featured on an upcoming album from Riley the Musician called Montana. But I don't know that for sure, so I'm going to wait, and I'm going to continue to check their Instagram. But until then, I'm happy to play brand new music from Riley the Musician. The song is called Miss America on another week of all new music here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. This is the first of 11 acts we're going to play on this week's show. Hang out with us. Hope you enjoy yourself, and maybe you'll discover some new great music for you to check out. Again, brand new stuff, Miss America by Riley the Musician. New music from Alyssa Murray. The song is called Two Peaches, and Two Peaches just came out last Friday as a single, and her brand new EP, which is called Half and Half, comes out on this Friday, May 14th. You can head over to any of her social media and learn more about her and learn where you can get the record to stream it. You can buy it. You can follow her on Spotify. And this is a good opportunity for you, for me to remind you how important it is to follow acts that you like on Spotify, especially local acts. Those kinds of numbers help them get on better playlists, get on any playlist, get more listens. It lets more people discover them. And now it's also becoming a way people determine on some recent festivals I've been working on, because those are starting back up, people start to look at how many Spotify spins musicians are having to determine whether or not they want them on a bill, which is interesting. It used to be about Facebook and Instagram, and now people are starting to look at Spotify spins too. So again, that was brand new stuff from Alyssa Murray. We've played two singles from them so far. This one was called Two Peaches. We played the previous single 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they say this about themselves. Combining a keen songwriting sense with a playful display of sonic influences, Alyssa Murray's latest release, Half and Half, is a satisfying juxtaposition of synth and song. I love that sentence. And I learned about Alyssa because of her involvement with jazz. And I love the experimental vibes of this music she's making now, with this new EP coming out, Half and Half, on Friday. And I'm excited to hear the whole EP together. And she also has an upcoming performance. On Friday, June 25th, you can catch her down at FMK Social Gallery. It's in Pendleton Heights. If you're familiar with Pendleton Heights, it's an area of town that is absolutely surging right now. There's so many beautiful new homes being built and restored, and lots of cool new coffee shops like this one. I think it's called PH Coffee, and next to that is FMK Social Gallery, and you can catch her over there on June 25th. You can find out more about that on her social media, Alyssa Murray. Up next, this was just a massive treat for me, the band Olympic Size. I adore this band. Bands like this are why I love music. And Olympic Size was a Kansas City band, featured just some amazing people in the project. Billy Smith, Kirsten Paladin, Dave Gomez, Mike Walker, Chris Toll, Wade Williamson, Chris Metcalf. Just this amazing all-star lineup of musicians. And they hadn't made new music for a while. And I believe what we're about to hear, although it is new to ears, to people hearing it, I think it was recorded a while ago. But what we're going to hear is a song from their brand new EP, which just came out this past Friday. It's called From Here. It's 4 songs. It's available on their Bandcamp page. It was mixed and produced by the great Dave Gomez, who's a former Kansas City musician and sound guy, and he's toured the world now with Local Natives and Y-Oak. Last time I talked to him, we were talking via text, and he was on stage at the Ryman Auditorium mixing front of house for Fleet Foxes. This has been a while. But Olympic Size put out new music, and it's beautiful music. Billy Smith has this beautiful ethereal voice, and he can bend the guitar noise better than anyone I can think of. Kirsten Paladin has one of my favorite voices in music, Kansas City, Lawrence, or regardless. I'm such a fan of her music. She also has another project that we played recently on the show called Lesser Pleasures. They're going to be playing on June 25th down at Lemonade Park. But Olympic Size, again, this was such a gift. I can't think of the last time I saw them play. It might have been at Middle of the Map, like 2017, 2016, when they played a show at Record Bar, and it felt like my own treat to myself that year during the festival. But I'm such a fan. Once you hear this song, I hope you love it, and then I hope you dive deeper into their catalog and hear some of their old stuff. But brand new stuff from Olympic Size. The song we're about to hear is called Sunshine, and I hope you love it, even just a teeny tiny fraction that I love it, because it's great stuff. Here's music from Olympic Size. The song is called Sunshine. More new music for you right there, this time from a long one-word named band called Company No Company. That's one word, Company No Company. The song is called Passing Directions. That song debuted on Sonic Spectrum a couple of Saturdays ago by our host Robert Moore, and that music features a lot of the same people that are in the project Olympic Size, and again, it feels like such a treat gifted to us by Billy Smith on drums, John Berserk, Wade Allen Williamson on keys and synths. It was produced and recorded down at Joel Nanos' studio at Element Studio. And then a lot of work on that record also by Dave Gomez, again, who's done so many amazing things. But that's two in a row from the Billy Smith crew. And I'm such a fan of that music. And I believe we're going to get a show out of Company No Company this summer sometime. And how amazing would it be to get to see Olympic Size again someday? All of them back together again in all their glory. I mentioned that band earlier, Chris Metcalf, if you're a fan of The Life and Times, he's the drummer from that project. But such great music there. Of an amazing collection of Kansas City musicians who have all gone on and done so many different projects, which is a nice segue to another group of great Kansas City musicians. The Grizzly Hand has reemerged from COVID times, and they were all laying pretty low. I had saw Lauren and Mike Stover, who plays pedal steel for them, Lauren, who sings lead, have done a couple small duo shows. They did one over at Drexel Hall, and I think Stover played a show with Kean Byrne down at the Folly, maybe. But I'm excited to see brand new music coming from the Grizzly Hand. This actually comes out on this Friday. The song is called Now That You Know. If you head over to their Bandcamp page, you can listen to it and hear it when it is released on Friday. And then on June 11th, you can head down to Lemonade Park and see them play a big show down there. And I'm going to bet this one sells out early. So if you're a fan of the Grizzly Hand, and how couldn't you be, you should jump on Lemonade Park's website right now and go over there and grab some tickets to see the Grizzly Hand. June 11th, down there in the West Bottoms, just across the street from Hy-Vee Arena, maybe better known to you as Old Kemper Arena. It should be a great night of music. Here it is, brand new stuff from the Grizzly Hand, Now That You Know.
Corey Hansen fronts the LA psychedelic rock band Wand, but on his second solo album, he headed out to the high desert of Southern California to make a beautiful country folk record. We talk with Corey about how much of making a record is spent on failed ideas.
95%. Easy. 95%.
And he performs live. Corey Hansen on the Next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9, The Bridge.
Thursday, June 3rd, Knuckleheads presents Band of Heathens.
I'm your missing man.
Band of Heathens.
It's a fight to the death that is done.
Band of Heathens tickets are available at knuckleheadskc.com. The Band of Heathens. Of Heathens, Thursday, June 3rd at Knuckleheads, in support of The Bridge.
Kansas City's home of music discovery.
Music discovery.
90.9, The Bridge.
That was brand new stuff from Eddie Moore. The song is called We Chillin'. Eddie Moore is an amazing pianist and music collaborator here in town. He's been a part of so many different jazz projects, including his own under his own name, Eddie Moore, and also Eddie Moore in the Outer Circle. He's also played on I can't even count how many different projects here in town, but he just released this last week. It's called We Chillin', and if you head over to his Facebook page, there's something really interesting on there, especially if you're a studio nerd or a music nerd. There's a 3-minute long behind the scenes video of him making this song, We Chillin'. And I found it really interesting and educational as a person on this side of music that likes to play it for other people to hear. But he goes into a little bit of a dive and tells you how he created the music from We Chillin', and then walks you through the song making process in the layers, showing you the layers of how the song was built together. It's really interestingly done. He played a gig over the weekend at Corvino down at 18th and Walnut. If you haven't been to Corvino, it's an amazing restaurant which also houses a stage which houses live music every night of the week. There are menu is awesome. I would highly suggest, especially if you're there late at night, grab the burger. The burger's ridiculous, but they are amazing supporters of Kansas City music and have live entertainment almost every single night. And again, we're happy to play that brand new song from him called We Chillin'. The next two musicians that we're going to hear from have both been releasing singles from upcoming projects. And the first one is Cat King. And we're going to hear a brand new single from them. It's from their upcoming EP called Say What You Mean. It comes out on May 19th. And if you go to their social media, you can learn again how to save the songs. When it does come out, you'll know that it's there and you'll be able to listen to it very first. You'll get those notifications from Spotify. Cat King also has a gig coming up that I'm sure will be used as a gig to celebrate the release of their brand new EP. The gig is with Katie Gian and The Drive on June 26th down at Lemonade Park. I think I've said Lemonade Park 8 times already this show. If you haven't been, it's a great way to feel safe and socially distanced still. At a show, outside, lots of room, lots of parking around there down in the West Bottoms. But again, brand new stuff from Cat King. The song we're going to hear is called Say What You Mean. They said this in their bio, and I liked reading it because I've said before how I really like reading when musicians write about themselves. She says this: "We didn't have a TV in our living room, just a piano and an open space to dance, stretch, and explore what our bodies could do. This often meant I was playing the piano and singing while my friends made up interpretive dances to my songs. Excited to share with you brand new music from Cat King. Here's their song, Say What You Mean. And again, you can catch them on June 26th down at Lemonade Park, and you can listen to this full EP on May 19th. Here it is.
To start, a weekend drive to break up a 2 weeks apart. Disdain when there's no ending date.
this my need to feel I don't deserve love. I'm willing to release my need to feel I'm not good enough. I'm willing to change, willing to change, change.
Brand new music from Lava Dreams. The song is called Simple Magic. They're another musician who stayed very busy during the pandemic, putting out lots of new music. We've shared, I don't know, 4 or 5 new singles from their upcoming project on the show, and always excited to see a wave file from Lava emailed to us, and always excited to get to share it with you here every Tuesday at 6 o'clock on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. Again, my name's Chris Segarian. We've been hanging out with you. We're playing music from 11 Kansas City acts this week here on the show, all in this 1 hour of time. All of these songs are brand new. Some of them aren't even out yet. All sent to us or dug up by us to share with you here on the 8160. We do encourage Kansas City musicians to take the time and go to our page on the Bridges website. And if you want to send us music, you can see how to do that there. And we love getting music sent to us in our inbox and going through it. We've already got another new show lined up for next week. I already have 30 minutes of new music to play on next week's show. This week, we're cranking through 40 minutes. So much stuff coming out. But that one was from Lava Dreams. The song is called Simple Magic. It came out on April 30th. with. They also launched a very cool lyric video on YouTube that you can watch along with it. And they're playing a big show to celebrate the release of all this music June 17th down at a brand new venue in the West Bottoms called the Black Box. Once you see it, you can't miss it because the words "The Black Box" are painted on the side of a building. They're about 15 feet tall by, I don't know, 50 feet wide. And Lava Dreams, Jazz, and Kemet Coleman. And Kemet will have a brand new record out in 2 weeks, I believe. But that should be a really fun show at the Black Box in the West Bottoms. Like so many things right now, outside, safe, socially distanced, and less capacity than it actually could hold to make everybody feel good about it. But again, Lava Dreams making a whole bunch of new music this year, and we've been sharing all of it with you as we get it every other week, every 3 weeks or so, sharing it with you here on the 8160. Shifting gears a little bit from kind of experimental, ethereal, dreamy indie pop to a little bit of country music. Kansas City's own Sarah Morgan. She's been making music in Kansas City for a long time now, and she has a brand new record coming out called Another Nail. It releases on June 4th, and the title track is also the first single from the record, Another Nail, and it came out this past Friday. And she sent us the record early last week, and I really enjoy the entire record. Some of it sounds a little different than some of the other Sarah Morgan music we've played here on the show, and I'm a fan of all of her stuff. She says this about the song Another Nail, or the whole record actually. The record was recorded mostly over a period of 5 days with a couple of overdubs. No vocal tuning, very little editing, with the goal of capturing a live performance in the studio, and it was produced by Sarah Morgan. In addition to the new album, she has a whole bunch of new merch, which you can get if you go to her social media at Sarah Morgan. Here's a brand new one from her, the title track to her upcoming album, Another Nail. Here it is.
What we used to be. Well, it's time to throw the rose, but everybody knows won't be no crying eyes behind my veil. Every word I say, every song I play, I know it's just another name. It's just another nail. I don't see you at night in my dreams. I took this torn apart, sewed up all the seams. I'll walk by every now and again and leave a lily on. It's time to sing the hymn. Give up, give in. Oh, I would say a prayer and wish you well. If I thought you'd ever cry, even saying goodbye to you, I know it's just another nail. It's just another nail. Never really tell if you ever cared at all, even if you said you did. You know, it's just another nail, it's just another nail. Ah, ah, it's just.
Miss Parmalee.
I'm already calling you mine.
Parmalee.
She feels like Carolina.
Parmalee tickets are available at knuckleheadskc.com.
Just the way God made you.
Parmalee.
Might want to close your eyes for this.
Parmalee. Thursday, May 20th at Knuckleheads in support of the bridge.
Hi, this is Tao from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and you're listening to 90.9 The Bridge.
Waiting for a long time, we'll never be alright.
Was another new one for you, this time from Kian Byrne. The song is called Your Love. That's the 10th new song we've played for you this week here on the 8160. Kian Byrne is an amazing musician who's in so many different projects here in town, including The Elders, Hilux. He plays out under his own name. He's in the band called New Rhythm. You know, if it wasn't for the pandemic, he would be out touring this country and others with The Elders and other projects making music, but he's been at home. And during that time, he's released a couple singles, and Your Love is one of those singles. It's given him the time probably to stay at home and mess around in the studio. And I like this song, but it's a really different sound for the stuff that I'm traditionally used to hearing Kian play. It's got some experimental stuff to it. I'm really liking it and happy to share it with you here this week on the 8160. We're wrapping up this week's show with music from Danny McGaw. And after 200 and some odd days, the first show I got to go back and see 2 weekends ago, Danny McGaw, who was once a UK footballer, then moved moved to Kansas City and Lawrence and made music here for a while. And then now he lives out in California. But he came back a couple weekends ago and he played at Mike Kelly's West Sider. It was my first show out in 200 plus days. I actually kept the wristband. It made me sentimental. I hadn't been to a show so long. When I ripped off that silly green paper wristband, I actually kept it. I don't know how long I'll be able to find it, but I kept it to remember that day because it had been such a long time since I got to hear music. And an ironic title here, the song we're about to hear is called Just What I Needed. That's how that show felt. It felt like it filled up this void for a temporary period of time that I need to fill up again and again as more and more shows continue to start happening here in Kansas City and beyond. But we're going to wrap up this week's show with brand new stuff from Danny McGaw. It's called Just What I Needed, and he's releasing a lot of new singles right now, and hopefully they'll all be packaged together on an amazing album. I've said it before, he's one of my favorite voices in music, and he's a great storyteller as well. Have a great rest of your week, everybody, and if you can, get out to a show that when you're ready, feel safe and socially distance to attend. Take care and thanks, everybody.
You'll be the queen, I'll be the jester. We'll go out dancing, be the light in the dark. I'll keep the dogs fed as you find your way. I'll keep on loving you. Caught in a dream.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.